African Voice News, your global link.
Whatever document being presented in Parliament is an illegality, Sinkamba. Nakeers welcomes announcement to recruit 2,000 teachers for 2025. And Western countries press Tanzania to release bodies of post-election victims. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has advised government to withdraw Bill 7 from Parliament, claiming that it is an illegality. Mr. Sinkamba emphasized the need for government to comply with the court's ruling, saying the process leading to the presentation of Bill 7 is unconstitutional. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sinkamba said that disregarding court orders poses a risk to the country's democracy and takes away freedom of expression from Zambians. Everyone should respect a court ruling regardless of who you are, as there are grave implications, Mr. Sinkamba stated. He urged governments to strictly apply compliance and reflect on the implication this may cause the country in the long run.
For them to continue calling it a bill, it's impunity. Impunity and the arrogance and the as government, they are weakening the court system. Because you see, when the courts make judgments, they make decisions, everyone, it doesn't matter whether you are president, you are minister, you are whatever, you are speaker, you must respect that decision.
Mobile Money Business Association of Zambia has bemoaned government's stance to proceed with adjusting upward Mobile Money Transaction Levy Amendment Bill. The Mobile Money Transaction Levy passed the second reading stage in the National Assembly and awaits the committee stage on December 10, 2025. Association President Pamfred Hasweka explained that prior to this, the association aired their views but could not come to a resolution, stating the government did not engage the right key stakeholders to ensure a wide consultative meeting in order to tackle the pressing issue. Mr. Hasweka stressed that consumers will be the most affected with this introduction, calling on government to strike a balance between taxing the sector and encouraging financial inclusion. Our plea has always been for governments to consider the cost of doing mobile money transactions, as they are already expensive, and now the charges will be cumulative for consumers, said Mr. Hasweka. He has appealed to government to implement measures that will monitor the impact of the introduction of such taxes to avoid cancellation or a fallout.
Government may claim that these charges are not that huge in as far as this tax is concerned. So at the end of the day, the worry is, we are likely to erode back the gains we've made in as far as expansion of financial inclusion is concerned, because now when you begin to notice that it's no longer cheap to use mobile money, many consumers will begin to shun leveraging this platform.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has welcomed the announcement by the Teaching Service Commission, TSC. The government has granted Treasury Authority to recruit 2,000 teachers for 2025. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa has, however, stressed that the timing is not appropriate as the year is coming to a close. Dr. Chansa has highlighted that unlike the past years, teachers should be recruited before June of every year to ensure that they report before December. We would like to see government improve in the way they recruit teachers in order to ensure an effective and efficient education system, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa advised that while this is a step in the right direction, government should be recruiting on time to avoid inconveniences to the newly recruited teachers. He has therefore appealed to the TSC to expedite the process and ensure that the teachers report on time.
Unlike what we've been seeing in the past two years, where teachers are recruited late, sometimes even into the following year, which makes it very difficult for government to reduce the percentage teacher pupil ratios that currently obtain in most of our schools. So we are happy for this announcement, and we are going to monitor the process, but would like to see government improve the way that it recruits teachers.
A hailstorm has blown off roofs of 10 houses at Maybin Flats in Dola District on the Copperbelt Province, leaving residents' property extensively damaged. Zanis reports that the storm, which struck around 14 hours, also tore off roofs from several other houses in the area, leaving household goods soaked and a number of electrical appliances damaged. The affected residents have appealed to the government for assistance as the hailstorm has left them stranded and exposed to harsh weather conditions. Clement Mutelekwa, an affected resident of Maybin Flats, appealed for urgent shelter support. He added that most of the electrical appliances have been damaged and household goods like sofas and mattresses were completely soaked. In African news, Western embassies in Tanzania, including the UK and France, have called on the authorities to release to the families or bodies of those killed in October's electoral violence. Citing credible reports, the 17 missions said there was evidence of extrajudicial killings, disappearances, arbitrary arrests, and the concealment of bodies by Tanzanian authorities during the unrest. In response, Tanzania said it had set up a commission of inquiry which would bring about an understanding of the unfortunate events. Hundreds are reported to have been killed in the violence, though the government has not released an official toll. Coming up shortly, doctor charged with sex assaults of 38 patients. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A doctor has been charged with sexually assaulting 38 patients while working at major hospitals in the West Midlands, the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, has said. Nathaniel Spencer, 38, of Quinton, Birmingham, has been charged with 15 counts of sexual assault, 17 counts of assault by penetration, and 9 counts of sexual assault of a child under 13. Mr. Spencer also faces 3 counts of assault of a child under 13 by penetration, and 1 count of attempting to assault by penetration. The charges relate to alleged offences against 38 patients at the Royal Stoke University Hospital in Stoke-on-Trent and Russell's Hall Hospital in Dudley between 2017 and 2021, the CPS said. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has advised government to withdraw Bill 7 from Parliament, claiming that it is an illegality. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ has welcomed the announcement by the Teaching Service Commission, TSC. The government has granted Treasury Authority to recruit 2,000 teachers for 2025. And Western embassies in Tanzania, including the UK and France, have called on the authorities to release to the families or bodies of those killed in October's electoral violence. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCB News. My name is Chim.